I'm joined but with Big Sir. Hey guys!
Hey.
We've got everyone up. It's so nice to have you here, especially on EP release day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Big stuff. No, thank you. So the new EP, Black Mountain, dropped today. It sounds incredible. I was telling the listeners I got a bit of a sneak preview and I was delighted by what I heard. So do you want to sum up to our listeners as best as you can? Like, what's the energy of this album?
Go on, have you got a word for it, Hugo?
What does energy mean?
What does energy mean?
Okay. Like, what's a vibe?
Go.
Rollicking. I'm going to say the word rollicking.
Yeah, rollicking.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Okay, well, what is it then, Rocky?
Reflective
brooding.
As well.
Brooding.
Brooding?
Yeah.
Brooding.
Yeah. Yep. Like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Now, at this point, having saxophones, so... A bit of fusion, even.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
And let's go around and introduce everyone, because all four of the wonderful Big Sir are here. Well, potentially not all of you. Is there more?
No, this is us.
This is us.
That's us. All right. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
In its current iteration.
So...
hey, I'm Neve. I do some singing sometimes, I guess, and play the guitar. Yeah.
And I'm Tane, and I'm also... I don't know if it's audible here, but... Yeah.
Semi-audible.
Yeah, semi-audible.
Yeah.
Tane.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm Hugo. I play banjo, guitar, and do some singing as well.
Cool.
I'm Rocky, and I play drums.
Nice, nice, nice. And how long have you guys been a band together?
We started in, I think, probably March, officially, like March 2023.
Nice.
Yeah.
A year and a half.
So just over a year and a half now.
Cool.
Yeah, the best year of my life.
Oh, very cute. So this new EP, it has a bit of a Norse kind of influence to it. What's the inspiration behind the EP?
Part of learning about your ancestry as Pākehā in New Zealand involves kind of delving a bit into where you're from, not just like, oh, I'm from, you know, Mount Eden or Cape Road, but where are you actually from?
Yeah.
In doing so, I learned a little bit more about Gaelic ancestry. I've had kind of a lifetime of people pronouncing my name in all sorts of kind of ways, and I thought, oh, maybe I should find out a little bit more about what it means. And so essentially the record, the EP is the lyricism is related to stories that I've come to learn and know over the past year and a half, related to Celtic myths, Celtic history, that sort of stuff.
That's beautiful. I mean, it is an interesting journey, kind of going back in your own lineage, and ending up on the other side of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your name's reflective of that. I mean, do you ever get Neme?
All the time. The best one I get is when someone mimes a race car and goes, meow.
Legally change it to that, please. That is a lot of fun. That's really beautiful in terms of exploring that side of ancestry. So how long have you all been working on this EP together?
Rocky?
Start of the year, like February. Was it January we recorded Lands?
The recording started
about January.
Yeah, but really, to be honest, these songs have been coming together for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Since we first.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And so it's just a process of refining them, playing them live, and then
and
then deciding, oh, we actually just should record these. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
And you should have.
Yeah.
So it must feel so good to finally have them out in the world today.
Mm. Oh yeah, totally.
Actually, we were just celebrating a little bit. Well,
feels great.
Yeah.
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 Celebrating quite a lot.
Celebrating is welcome here.
Yeah.
So where can people get their hands on this album if they want to listen or want a copy?
At the moment, it's on all the good streaming platforms, including all the ones that cost a lot and don't pay much. And yeah, the ones that are helpful, so Spotify
shall not be named.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah, and we've also today announced a album EP release party that we're going to have
about a month from now.
Exactly a month from now on Saturday, the 16th of November, which is going to be eventually part of our national tour. But we announced that today because we're $5 ticket sales to begin with.
That is so cheap.
We've got quite a stacked bill. We've got Green Grove, Darren Pinnock from Guardian Singles, who's another band that we absolutely love. Group Chat, we played with at Fancy New Band, who went to Western Springs College. And Greta O'Leary, who is on the charts at the moment with her beautiful song.
I think it's called Baptized at the Computer
Desk.
Oh, she's so incredible like that. Wow, what a lineup. What a group to see.
$5.
$5. Come celebrate with us. We just want to see people and hang.
That's the main thing.
Nice Goblin.
Yeah.
16th of November. 220 Dominion Road. Yes.
And I also want to congratulate Emma Manny. You've just saved yourself $10 because she's won a double doorless pass.
So, massive
congratulations, you know. I think it's wonderful, you know, having a band that's come through B as well with Fancy New Band. And seeing you do something really incredible like this, it sounds amazing. Who did you work with to produce it?
We worked with Graham Bennett. Who's, I think the main reason we went with him was particularly because he's pretty well known for working with Dead Moon on a live punk record.
In McCargill. that infamous set in McCargill that you could only apparently recently get it flying out.
I mean, it's just...
He does live music.
Live music, and...
We wanted to record live.
I don't think I'll ever go back to anything else. You know, we used to, with earlier music, record track by track, and it's good, but you capture kind of the energy in the room on the day, and I think, with his history, it would complement it quite nice, considering we were initially doing a slightly more atmospheric folky thing. We wanted to drill in a bit more of that energy. Working with him was kind of a genius idea for that.
Yeah.
So genius. I didn't realise he recorded live. What a process. I mean, folk kind of lends itself to that, doesn't it? Kind of riffing, passing around in a circle, all of that stuff.
And it's kind of a storytelling process, so you kind of need to be...
Those fantastic records were all done live in the 70s, and they... with sort of sparse creative recording techniques, room mics and whatnot, and you capture a bit of everything, a bit of detail.
Anyway, we don't have to bore people with the detail.
We executed that just exactly how we wanted to with Black Mountain, and we're all happy, hence the celebratory beers in the studio.
Congratulations! we're no stranger to a beer in the studio here on Thursday Drive. We're no stranger to a 0%. Cocktail.
Cocktail
in the studio. So thank you so much for coming up and talking to me.
Thanks for having us.
And a massive congratulations, everyone. Go and listen to Black Mountain. And go to the EP release party at Nice Goblins on Saturday, the 16th of November. Tickets are as cheap as chips, according to them.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to play the title track. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is Black Mountain from Big Sur. Thank you for coming up.
traveled away. Train going round the bay. The poker rock, how could I stop? Break it in my hand. All the waves come crashing. Thank you.
That last track you heard there was Sleeping Dogs from Big Sur. Massive shout out to everyone from Big Sur for coming up and having a chat to me about their beautiful new EP, Black Mountain. Emma Manny, congratulations. You've won yourself a double door list pass to that one. And yeah, just a great EP. Go and listen to it wherever you can and support local music. Now, someone